Hey, group chat, I know y'all see my text.
There's tea to be spilled.
Each week, we're bringing you our unfiltered take on culture, news, dating, and our lives as Black millennial women. We're coming to y'all with the honesty and eye rolls that only a text chain with your girls can. This is Black Girls Texting with Chelsea, Glenn, and Sade.
I've been talking to a lot of my family members about Michigan had their, I don't know what this voting is called, but essentially when you're selecting the nominee, the Democratic nominee and the Republican nominee.
The primaries.
Thank you. I was like, there's a term and I can't think of the term. Okay. So Michigan, a lot of Arab, Muslim, I guess, like pro-Palestine voters got together and they said, we're going to vote unconfirmed for Joe Biden. And 100,000 of them voted unconfirmed, which was like a really big deal because I think Trump won the state by like 100,000 or someone won the state by 100,000.
Wow.
And really, it was just, you know, like, there's no one running against Biden, so it's not going to make or break anything. But yeah, it was really to send a signal to the Democratic Party, I think, like, get it together. And I think that that's important in terms of, like, what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening between Israel and Palestine. But also, I think just in general, I think because there's no one running against Joe Biden, he's kind of like, okay, I got the vote, whatever. And he's more concerned, like, you know, are you going to vote Democrat or Republican? But I'm trying to get my fucking voting shit in order. And I've been telling all my family, like, I want to vote unconfirmed because I want this nigga to be shaking in his old boots because he's just been walking around acting like everything is Gucci. Like, he was talking about sending aid to Gaza and, like, a potential ceasefire while, like, licking on an ice cream cone. Like, sir, you are the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. What ghetto shit is this? Who didn't tell you to put down the ice cream cone or put away the ice cream cone? Or maybe say, I can't have this conversation right now. I'm enjoying my ice cream cone. What are we doing? Like, we're talking about people's lives and stopping a war. If you're sending aid to millions of people that are dying of hunger and poor conditions, and you licking your vanilla ice cream cone, like, yeah, I think we can figure something out. Insane. I'm like, what the fuck world are we in? Like, this is insane. And I don't like it. I don't like anything about it. I don't want to tell anyone how to vote, but I personally want to vote unconfirmed for the primaries to just be like, no, Mr. Joe, it's not that easy. You don't just assume I'm voting for you. Don't just assume you got it in the bag.
But then for the actual election, do you plan to vote for him?
I don't know yet.
Yeah, I'm low-key at the place where I'm, and I'm ashamed to say this because I don't think I've ever felt this way, but like, I don't even, might not even take part.
I know, the thought crossed my mind the other day too. I was like, am I going to abstain?
Because I'm like, I don't want neither of these niggas.
Yeah. I thought I might vote for I'd be calling her the Wiccan lady, Marianne.
Is she running?
Yeah, she is. Oh. She is. And there's this gentleman who's Turkish. I always blank on his name. But I think he was born in Turkey, so he technically can't even run. So it's a little weird. I want to say it's Uyghur. He has a program called the Young Turks.
He's super. He's running?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
And nobody knows because Joe's over here licking ice cream cones and the Democratic Party's just being like, yeah, okay. And I'm super confused. Like, I don't understand politics that much in like terms of like how the strings get pulled. But like, is this the vibe we're on? Like, is this what we're doing? We're just being like, because I feel like they're all in cahoots, right? So they'll decide. So I think they were kind of like, okay, we don't want anyone to run against Biden. I've had rumors that maybe Gavin Newsom might like pop up at the end, but like people don't really fuck with him because they think he's like too liberal. But at the end of the day, I'm like, we have no other option. Like, these are our options. This is it. Joe Biden is the only option if we don't want Trump. I don't see how that makes any sense and is happening in the year of 2024. So yeah, I feel you, Chelsea. And what sucks, and I will say this because I don't want people to take this out of context or think that we're being very like lackadaisical. I completely understand that in voting for an independent or someone who might not get a lot of votes, Trump might win, and that's going to impact a lot of people, and it might not impact me the same way that it's going to impact someone in Alabama who's trying to fucking do IVF and they can't get their goddamn eggs, or you know, all these states that are changing abortion laws, or all many of the things that he's doing. And it sucks, but I almost am at this point where I'm like, there has to be a breaking point. Like, that shit like has to get pushed to the limit to really change. And unfortunately, a lot of people's lives are going to be impacted by that breaking point. My life, maybe not as much in reality, and there's a lot of privilege there, but I don't know. I feel like it's maybe like a something better for the longer term. It feels really fucked up. I feel like I'm in a fucked up game.
Yeah. The other thing to consider is I think the next president will be able to, or will probably end up electing a Supreme Court justice. Another maybe Supreme Court two. Justice?
Oh, great.
So that is kind of, that's a huge deal, actually. I don't know.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. But my bright side of that statement.
Oh my God, there's a bright side. Thank God.
Yeah, what's the bright side?
Well, no, my bright side of that was that I was so excited that, you know, 100,000 people were able to rally and like come together and say that like we're trying to make this happen. And I'm like, if that's the energy that we can kind of spread, even if 100,000 seems really small, granted, I don't know what the population of Michigan is, but even if that feels really small, being able to rally that amount of people, if that can be something that we can see in multiple states and we can really try to like push our voices and things I'm just seeing in terms of like political conversations, I think maybe we can start to see some turns in the tides. I don't know. It just made me hopeful, I guess.
I pray.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw Kamala said like there needs to be a ceasefire, but she said like it would be like for a couple of weeks or something like that. We're like,
I think it's six weeks.
Yeah, 6 weeks. But she acknowledged like the depravity. Very.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. Like. Yeah, but not a permanent ceasefire. It's fucking crazy.
Did you guys hear about that? That guy, Aaron Bushnell, that like caught himself on or lit himself on fire in Free Palestine.
There were a lot of rallies. I think they were like global in a lot of like major cities on Saturday.
Yeah, March 2nd.
Yeah. And a lot of people were like carrying photos of him. And it was really, really sad. I went into like Gaza talk one night and I was like in my bed, like crying. It was terrible.
I saw some interesting articles or just takes on how different media spoke about him, because some people were like, he had mental illness. Like he was troubled. And then other people are like, no, he was like extremely passionate about this cause. He was willing to sacrifice his own life. Because I think I also just saw, I forgot what form of military he was serving in, but he just like really believed that he, in like the good that he could do in his role, and had like faith, and was like, I think at a up to a certain point, proud of being an American, and then had just been completely disillusioned by it all. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's the truth.
He's only 25 years old.
Yeah. Oof. Okay. Okay. Who's got a honey? Bright lights.
Bright lights.
They don't have to be bright. A shimmer.
A sprinkle. Well, did any of y'all try Beyonce's Sacred?
Girl, I said a bright light. Oh. Oh God.
Is bright.
Nope.
Oh wow. You ate that.
Chelsea.
What do you think about that comment that was just made recently? Her family came out saying something like, yeah, Beyonce didn't get along with anybody growing up. The girls didn't like her because she was light skinned. And people have
that? That is so crazy that you said that, because I was literally just looking at a Darkest Hue post. Did you see that post about it?
Yeah, I think her parents and Solange, there's some clips of them saying like, yeah, Beyonce, I think so, if I'm not mistaken, Solange was in the clip. They're just like, yeah, she didn't get along. Like, she didn't have a lot of friends in school. They were jealous of her for being a light-skinned little girl. And the people have been saying, I think it probably this was in the Darkest Hue post too, like, let's stop villainizing little girls and like making the assumption that they're, and creating this narrative that like the dark-skinned girls are mean or whatever. And then I saw this, I love this YouTuber. Her name is Eloho. She had a take on this. She was like, Beyonce just always seemed like she's not been a very social person. It has been a bit standoffish.
Virgo queen. Yeah.
But okay, can two things exist? Can it be true that a little high yellow girl gets made fun of at school because society has told other little girls that that little girl thinks she's better than everybody? Yeah. Like,
I think there's truth to that for sure.
Definitely. Yeah. But I guess my question is, what is the context for making that statement?
Child, I didn't watch the interview.
I'm not sure. I don't know where that came from and why that was even said at this time. Let's see if we can find some more info.
Yeah. It says, in the attached video clip, Beyonce's family discusses how lonely, shy, and awkward she was as a child. Her mother, Tina Knowles, explained that she usually kept to herself and had no one to play with. A family friend speculated, I don't know if it was because she was just a pretty girl, but she was bullied. Then her sister, Solange, explains, a lot of girls at the time, especially little black girls, if you're lighter skinned and you have longer hair, you get slack for it. And she definitely got slack for it growing up. She writes, and while it's not uncommon for shy and socially awkward children to struggle with making friends, there is this belief that some children should naturally be popular, more popular than others, even in efforts to legitimize reverse colorism by depicting envious, malicious, dark-skinned black girls. There is still recognition that features like light skin and long hair are usually rewarded, raising questions when they are seemingly not. We are rarely surprised when the socially awkward dark-skinned girl with short, coarse hair is shunned and even bullied. We might even expect this to happen to her.
It goes on. I'm not surprised, though, if a light-skinned person said they're bullied, too, though. For whatever, for the reasons that were mentioned. Maybe bullied is not really the right word, but yeah, go ahead, Chelsea.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think she's more so saying that that kind of girl should be popular in school. That's, like, what we think.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that we're like, what? Beyonce didn't fit in?
Right.
I would think
what?
She would.
Pretty little Beyonce?
Right, exactly. And like, why? And yeah, potentially. I mean, I'm not surprised. I think people get picked on for all kind of things.
I feel like the older I get, I'm just feeling like there's just so much gray area in so many things. Like, I don't know. So many things that are supposed to be like black and white. It's just like a lot of fucking gray.
Yeah.
There are very few cut and dry things.
Very few. Very, very, very few.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Hey, group chat. Have you ever wondered what's in the products you use on a daily basis? Elle, like the letter, is a brand committed to providing you period care products inspired by nature, made without dyes, fragrances, and synthetic pesticides. Their pads have a breathable cotton top layer and plant-based core, and their tampons contain an organic cotton core. Not only can you feel good about Elle's ingredients, but also Elle's price. With tampons and pads that protect for under $5 a month, Elle believes access to period care is not only a fundamental right for everyone, but an opportunity for change as well. That's why Elle is on a mission to make exceptional period care accessible for all by providing funding each year to nonprofit community-based organizations around the world. And their focus on period care accessibility, menstrual health education, and employment opportunities. So, if you're looking for a brand that aligns with your values of giving back and using products inspired by nature, look no further than Elle. If you want to learn more about their mission or browse their full range of products, visit their website at thisiselle.com. And the next time you're in the period care aisle, look for Elle pads and tampons. Choose love, choose Elle, and tell them that Black Girls Texting sent you.
And now we're back with more Black Girls Texting.
Yeah, I have very, like, extremist problematic beliefs, and I don't want the beehive to come for me. We already call her a light bright, and so we're not gonna indulge in sacred.
Say if they want to come in the comments, great engagement.
Fair said. I just think that's an odd. Well, maybe it's an. Is it an old clip?
It looks like an old clip.
Yeah, I see something that at least it was around 2020. Could have been before that.
Oh, that's not that old.
Yeah,
I think that the job of the Knowles Carter Beehive clan, whatever, Solange, her mom, her dad, whoever, clan, the family, it's a term for like the family.
Yeah.
I think their job is to not engage in those types of narratives because of the phenotype of the Beyonce and the success of the Beyonce and the way that she like latches on. Okay. The way that she really embraces her Black culture latches on. I'm taking that out. Scratch that out. But redline that. She embraces Black culture and talks about she loves her nappy hair and afros. Still haven't seen her hair. We don't know what the fuck is going on.
No, that was her hair in the Essence shoot.
And Negro knows that she
has hair and afros.
Yeah. You know, to dive deeper into that conversation. Granted, this was a clip. I don't know where the fuck it came from. Maybe they were just talking amongst themselves and it just happened. I don't fucking know. But I feel like if you're going to have that conversation, there has to be a comma but.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. They have that responsibility, in my opinion. That's all.
You're not wrong.
Well.
Comma, but, and acknowledge the privilege, though, that she still has.
100%.
Yeah.
How did you become also, Beyonce?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, a little off of her.
You're not listen Kelly to Babes.
Which, by the way, did y'all watch that terrible movie, Mea Culpa?
Girl, I had to turn it off. I had to turn it off. When this nigga said, no, I'm sorry. When she said to the man, the biracial man who looked Indian or Mexican, whatever. She said to him, oh, because you got laid off because you were getting high on your own supply or some crazy shit. Y'all looked at me and he said, Shade, turn this shit off. Turn this shit off.
I didn't really realize that until the end, where they were like, he was stealing the whatever the fuck anesthesia. I said, he was doing what? He's in rehab. Like, I didn't even know that. I missed that part. I ignored all of that.
Missed the whole part of the storyline.
I missed that because it was too many parts. Too many storylines.
She was saying he was broke because he was a alcoholic and a drug addict, and he was going to work high. I said he was going to work high as an anesthesiologist, putting people under high.
He didn't seem like a high type. That was interesting.
Girl,
the part what took it out for me was, like, I don't believe that she and Trevante Rhodes' character were even a thing. When he said, I love you, I said, how? What are we talking about? What are we talking? You're turned on by watching him get head from a white lady and get fucked?
That happened? Oh, you missed I didn't that. Make it that far.
She didn't make
and
it
he
that
trapped
far.
You in an elevator and made you watch it? That's giving what? Sexual harassment. That's
Tyler
crazy.
Perry and the
when you
whole
came back
team
up,
Tyler Perry
straight
is a
to
menace.
Jail.
Mashed,
a menace.
Straight to
and
jail.
And then you got on a fucking... motorcycle to nowhere and came back, and then there's a sex club in the basement of where he lives. What are we talking about? All of that was crazy to me.
No.
And who
this
would
is
be
a total
attracted
aside.
To Trevante if he's like the way he is? He seemed completely sleazy, like as a person, and like crazy.
Well, I mean, her man was getting high on anesthesiologist drugs, so the bar is
he was
clearly
such a
low.
Cliche. What color
and the
do
white
you
mom
see?
Is in here bro, calling her crazy.
We having sex in the damn paint, like, oh my god. I just
they had
knew.
Sex in the paint. No
girl,
no.
Yes, when I saw he
you,
was a painter, I'm
you
like
made it to the end, Glenn?
They're gonna fuck in the paint, of course, because he's a painter, quote unquote. Yeah, I watched the whole damn thing, child. Oh, it took me 3 days. Had to split it up. Too much.
You fucking committed.
Split it up.
No, but I was like, all right, I'm gonna watch a different movie. Don't ask me why Crash came to mind.
Oh, Crash, I love Crash.
That Crash is a terrible movie, Chelsea.
What?
When's the last time you watched it? When is the last time you watched
it? I watched
film?
It when it came out, and I thought it was like very like.
Okay, so you
different.
Watched it when it came out in like 1997. It is
97.
So bad. I think it was 2004. It is. So bad. Go and rewatch it because I thought it was good too.
Okay.
I thought it was good too. I rewatched it and then I went down a Reddit hole and a Rotten Tomatoes hole and people were like, why did we think Crash was good? Like, so many people are having this moment. It got 3 Oscars, I want to say. It is so insanely problematic and it just shows
what?
That there actually has been some progress in the past 20 years. They just took all the most extreme cliches. They were like, we're going to make this Persian man. Everyone's going to hate him and call him Osama bin Laden. And we're going to, and the
well,
black people
were doing
are,
that.
Okay. So people were like that then.
Yeah.
Yes. But no, it was like to the extreme. It was to the extreme. Like Sandra Bullock's character gets robbed and then she's in the house screaming while the man is changing her locks. Change the locks tomorrow. That beaner gangster Mexican is gonna give his homies the keys and they're gonna break
the
in.
Homies.
I'm like, oh my god.
Like,
there's no like nuance. It's just literally people being like, he's
racist.
A thug and a criminal. Like,
see, well, I'm gonna watch that.
I don't think I can handle it. You're making it sound fucking terrible. Oh my god.
No, it was really, 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 really bad. And then like moments happen and you're like, why? This makes no sense. This makes no sense.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Hey group chat, it's Sade, and y'all know I love to shop black, okay? There's a whole collection of black-led products that fit into your daily lifestyle, and you can show black founders some love so easily, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase, because every time we buy a black-led brand, we make room for another black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart. So go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing black-owned brands you can add to your daily routine. Some of my personal favorites are the Do Hair Care. They get my twists out popping, okay? The Lip Bar, they have a red lip that can go on any hue. And if you have not tried Partake cookies, they are so delicious. So I highly recommend you go on over to walmart.com/blackandunlimited and tell them that Black Girls Texting sent you.
Toyota is doing big things helping grassroots community organizations across the country with its Nudge campaign. The Nudge campaign reflects Toyota's commitment to supporting and furthering the success of those who need it most. A few months ago, Toyota debuted the After the Nudge podcast. The podcast is a 7-episode limited series hosted by acclaimed journalist Soledad O'Brien and former NBA All-Star J.R. Smith. It features conversations with community organizations that Toyota nudged via $10,000 microgrants. We get to find out what happens after the nudge. On the After the Nudge podcast, you'll hear from founders and leaders like Paulana Lamonier from Black People Will Swim, Dr. Khalid El Hakim from the Black History 101 Mobile Museum, Demetrius Harris from Fly Compton Foundation, and others. Learn how a simple nudge from Toyota helped boost their momentum, amplify their movements, and or propelled them to greater heights. Look for the Toyota After the Nudge podcast on toyota.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. And now we're back with more Black Girls Texting.
Okay, wait. Switching gears off the movie, did you guys hear about the 30-year-old mother who allowed her 5-year-old daughter to do Brazilian waxes?
Yeah,
I keep seeing that, and I just
she was arrested don't look and at charged it, for child abuse.
I'm gonna say straight to jail.
Why? But what also, was that you about? Know, what is that? Why was that happening?
And why were women letting a 5-year-old give them a Brazilian
fucking
wax?
Weird.
Oh,
what? They all need to go to jail. Actually,
to happen.
Is she a You're was right. a woman a waxer? The mom?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Memphis Police and Child Protective Services officially investigating mother who allowed her daughter to give Brazilian waxes. She helped at least 24 clients.
24?
And she made a post saying, "When I say I'm passing down deeds and LLCs to my creations, that's what I mean. Miss Chloe did her thing today. She literally helped me wax 24 clients starting from 7:25 to 5 p.m. She made a total of $744, and I'm going to put the money towards whatever her future dreams and aspirations are."
Maybe people thought, like, oh, the girl is learning. But that's extreme. Because, okay, if they were in a braiding
what
shop,
she was a hair, yeah, she's a hairstylist or a nail tech.
And the little girl,
but that's not what it was. It was like in people's vaginas,
right? And I think that people like maybe lost that. Like I'm saying in terms of the people who allowed the 5-year-old to wax them, but that's yeah. crazy because I'm like I can't be putting my vagina in a 5-year-old's face. That's kind of
no.
crazy. I barely want to put my vagina in an adult woman's face.
That part,
yeah.
She just had to see like mad pum pums for a whole day.
At least 24.
Wild.
Wow. Right. And like maybe that might be like traumatic in yeah. the future. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, that's all I got, ladies.
Yeah. I don't.
That's that. I'm about to go out with somebody to Applebee's in a little bit. We'll report back.
How you going somewhere? We got a meeting.
After that, child. I'm be getting ready. Oh.
After our meeting, you're going to go to Applebee's?
Yeah.
How?
To do a way to challenge the list.
The stereotype.
Yes. We're going to have a sampler.
What are you going to eat? Don't eat.
I heard they have some good margaritas in there.
Yeah, you about to get fucked up.
It's probably. Sugar. I heard the drinks are strong.
Yeah, but don't eat any like meat. Just eat like.
I'm not really gonna eat in there.
Eat fucking meat.
Oh boy, was and like, she doesn't what, even gonna, eat meat. What are you gonna order? I was like,
no, but
oh,
I
didn't
don't
know we
eat
were really
no,
eating
like,
really.
Shrimp
no,
platters.
I really want to get like some mozzarella sticks.
That's yeah, really get a mozzarella stick. Mozzarella get a quesadilla.
Yeah, whatchamacallit?
A nacho. Artichoke dip. Artichoke.
All right,
I went
y'all
in there
need
to get...
use the toilet.
No, I went in there because right. I gave
Basically,
it as a gift to
cheese.
My friend who I'm going there with, and I went in there to pick up a gift card for him, and it was packed down. people were having a good time. It was warm too. It was like mad warm.
Yeah. Cheesecake Factory also has a great happy hour. So like, fuck what these bitches talking about.
I love Cheesecake Factory.
Number one, Cheesecake Factory sucks. No, I love the Cheesecake Factory. Where the fuck is Cheesecake Factory?
There's one at the Grove.
Y'all just made me really hungry.
Okay.
All right, let's take it out.
I've got to go toilet.
What did you just say about the toilet?
I've got to go.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this catch up and it wasn't too depressing.
Yeah, we've had some highs and lows.
Highs and lows. Lots of exciting things coming. I know we keep saying things are coming and they're coming. Good things come to those who wait. So just wait. You'll find out soon. Thank you for continuously supporting us. We really appreciate it.
We love you.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks again for listening to Black Girls Texting. Make sure to rate and review this podcast wherever you listen and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Oh, and don't forget to text every group chat you're in and tell them to check us out. Follow your girls at Black Girls Texting, and we'll see you next week. Bye.